A Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 1.5, Short A Verbs. While most verbs add gung to create their simple present form, this doesn't hold true for all verbs in Haida. One group of verbs that doesn't follow this pattern are the short A verbs. These are verbs which end with a short A in their basic form, such as toka, to garden. When we want to make the simple present form of a short A verb, we change the short A into a long A and then add ng. For instance, toka, to garden, simple present, tokang. Kowa, to be sitting, simple present, kowang. Gyalinda, to tell a story. Simple present, gyalindang. Hungula, to work. Simple present, hungulang. Hungulang. Kanga, to dream. Simple present, kangang. Even though these verbs create their simple present forms in a different way, we can still use them to create simple sentences just like with all the other verbs we've seen before. For example, Andy tokang. Andy is gardening. Elaine kowang. Elaine is sitting. George gyalindang. George is telling a story. Francine hungulang. Francine is working. Deborah kangang. Deborah is dreaming. Some short A verbs have no accent in their basic form. For these verbs, the accent will appear on the ang ending in the simple present. Here are four verbs of this kind. Katsa, to come in or to enter. Simple present, katsang. Skatka, to whisper. Simple present, skatgang. Ada, to sane. Simple present, adang. Skhamda, to set traps. Simple present, skhamdang. Here are some simple sentences using these verbs. Be sure to notice the accented ending ang. Sandy katsang. Sandy is coming in. Bobby skatgang. Bobby is whispering. Beth Adang. Beth Adang. Beth is saying. Noras Kamdang. Noras Kamdang. Nora is setting traps.